Running a Klal Tezayin, a Siman Tes, we're talking about making coffee or tea on Shabbos. We mentioned that there might be a bishul problem according to some poskim. Shabur is make a kali bishul and kli shlishi. Chazanish is makar on a kali bishul and kli shlishi. So according to Chazanish, really using tea bags is problematic, even though they've been roasted beforehand. We hold bishul echer tzli. According to Shabur, doing it a kli shlishi is going to be mutter. Moshe Feinstein is on record that he holds like the Mishabura, the person can use the tea bag in a kli shlishi. Other poskim are more machmir. According to other poskim, what a person should do is they should make tea essence before Shabbos and add the essence into the cup, the cup of water. The sequence of the order is questionable, but let's leave that for now. Okay, so let's say we've got around the bishul problem. We're using a tea bag, so potentially there's a burr problem by having the bag act as a filter. So it's like being doing burr with a kli. So if you take the liquid, which is higher up above where the bags are, that's this case. The solo, the clear liquid on top, is not in a state of teruvus, which is sitting in the bottom of the cup. So that's the situation. So I can pour off, but I have to be careful not to pour off the liquid which I'm going to be extracting from the inside of the bags. All of this parallels the case of the Chayyarim, where he's saying you have to be careful. You can pour off the clear liquid on top, but you cannot extract the liquid the liquid from the area which is the terubis. In our example, the terubis is the water which is inside of the bags, which is partially water and partially tea leaves. So that's the terubis. And as you let it sit and drip, let's say, for example, you take the tea bag out and you let it sit and drip. As you do that, you're extracting using a filter, using the tea bag as a filter, to get the water out and leave the tea leaves in, which is an act of burr, but kli, even though you're getting the water. So a person cannot take it out and have it hang, it drip, to get all of the flavor from the tea. So that would not be a good idea. What can you yes do? You can pour it from above. Or alternatively, Darren Weiss says in Michal Zitzchuk that a person can take the tea bag out. The tea bag is large enough and distinct enough, it's not really in a terubis with the rest of the water. The terubis is the water and the leaves inside of the tea bag, but not the tea bag with the rest of the water. So that being said, if you remove the whole terubis, it's not a problem. So the terubis is the microcosm inside of the tea bag. The combination of the water and tea leaves inside the tea bag is confusing. That's a terubis. Beyond that, it's not. So he says you can take the whole tea bag out and throw it out, but you cannot stand there and let the tea bag drip back into the cup, because you want to get every good to the last drop, get every single ounce out of it, because then you're using the kli, the bag, to be better the liquid which is inside of there to use it, as opposed to you're taking everything, the liquid and solid, just throwing it out. You're not doing any maaser b'rer b'chlal. So that's how a person can make, or of course, a person can use instant coffee, and we'll talk about it soon. We get the habitual. Some of the parameters of using instant coffee, what is permitted and what is not permitted. A question which comes up is what's known as a pour over. And I'd like to clarify the concept of what a pour over is. We'll talk, we'll describe how it works in this year and next year. We'll discuss the logic parameters of a pour over. A person takes a cup and he puts a plastic piece on top, which is shaped like large enough to hold a coffee filter, a small coffee, a single unit coffee filter inside of it. Person puts the coffee grinds, fresh grinds, inside of a filter, puts it inside of this plastic frame, then pours the hot water over it, pours it through it. It goes into this plastic filter, which is lined, plastic shaped unit, which is shaped like a filter. The filter is sitting inside of it, and there's coffee inside of that. He pours water. The water sits with the coffee and then strains through the filter into the cup. There's a hole in the bottom of this plastic cover, which goes into the cup, and it drains into the cup. So is that permitted or not? Is that a problem or a burden?